We're back, and you're listening to All Paws Pet Talk, Sixth Sense for Pets. I'm your host, Cheryl Mathis of leashesandlovers.com. It's where dog lovers meet. Come join the club. Well, do you know about numerology? Well, my next guest specializes in numerology and astrology for your pet, and she's here to teach you how. It's Gianna Rossetti, and she is the author of Numerology for Pets. Hi, Gianna.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Oh, great, great. Well, I'm so excited to delve into this because when people learn how to do numerology for their pets, they sometimes may get confused, right, analyzing the three different numbers. And I know you explained to us recently that the three different ones are their personality and reaction and behavior. So how do they go about interpreting that based on their numbers?
Okay, Cheryl, yes. As I said before, we have to analyze their personality, reaction, and behavior. So let's get an example here, the name Rumble. For personality, we have to add all letters of Rumble's name, R-A-M-B-O, and a total 5. For reaction, A is the first vowel, and A is equal 1. And for behavior, we have to add all vowels of Rumble's name and a total 7. Okay, now let's see the meaning for those numbers. Rumble's personality is equal 5. So Rumble is intelligent, fast learner, loves his freedom, and likes to run away. Okay, for Rumble's reaction, we have a number 1. And Rumble is impulsive, independent, anxious, active, and alert. And behavior, Rumble is number 7, and Rumble is intuitive, and he likes affection. But he needs to be respected when he wants to be alone. So for an overall analysis for Rumble is the following. If you give him enough attention, he will respond to it as a devoted and loving pet. Cheryl, the best thing is to find a word that summarizes your pet's personality, reaction, and behavior. And in this case, I really believe the key word for Rumble would be freedom. He loves his freedom. So if you know that, you can play around and make sure that you can get the best behavior and reaction for Rumble. Okay, and finally, you know, have fun with Rumble because his love is unconditional.
Yeah, I like that. So, right, a lot of times people may stop at just doing one number based on their name and then looking at what that means for their personality. But as you were analyzing here, basically there's three different things that go with that in the name. So it's not just the personality, but their reaction and then also their behavior.
Yes, it's important.
So now, you'd received a question from a listener, it seems, who adopted a dog, and the dog is about 5 years old, and he already has a name, but now the owner doesn't like that name. How would they go about changing the name of their dog based on numerology?
Okay, yes, it can be done. It will take a little bit of a time and devotion, but it can be done. First thing, you have to choose the name you like for your pet. Okay, for just this radio program, let's just stick with Rumble, okay? Second, if your pet has a defined breed, check the breed's behavior. For example, for a dog, if he's a lab or if he's a golden retriever, or for a cat, a Siamese cat or Persian cat, you pretty much know the behavior or a little bit of a personality of those breeds. If it's a mixed breed, then it's a little bit more complicated because you really have to pay attention to your pet. Okay, second, if you start calling your pet by the name chosen and check his reaction. For example, Rumble. When you say Rumble, check your pet's tail, ears, and body language. Okay, but call your pet spontaneously. Don't make it like Rumble, Rumble. You know, because your pet may look at you, hey, what's going on here? Just do it slowly and check for his reaction. And if you are happy with your pet's reaction, then you know you found the right name for him. But if you feel that his reaction is not very satisfactory, then change his name a little. Instead, Rumble, call him Rainbow or Rumble and watch for his reaction because, like I said before, the first of all is really important in the animal's hearing frequency. So when you call Rumble, of course, the first letter R, but immediately the letter A will give your pet a sensation, and some pets may not like it. But if he reacts positively, then reward him, give him a treat, so he knows that, hey, you know, you did something good for him. And the important thing to remember is to check again, and I cannot emphasize enough, is the reaction towards the first vowel of his name. Cheryl, by following those simple rules, people can change their pet name and become close to them. And it's really cool. I have a lot of clients, and they keep changing their pet name. But the other thing is, take about 2 weeks with the name chosen. And it doesn't happen 1 hour. No. Call him, emphasize the name, and so on. The next day, see if his reaction is the same. And then again, when the reaction is satisfactory, hey, you found a name. And that's pretty much it.
I was curious that when you mentioned about rewarding your dog with a treat, it was funny when you said that because right at the time I was thinking if you had food in your hand, if that would change the outcome, you know, because then all of a sudden they might get more excited based on the treat you have, not necessarily the name that you're calling them. Do you ever find that gets in the way, though?
That's a very good question. In terms of rewarding, okay, you play with your dog and the name, like you say, Rumble, let's play Rumble, let's do this, Rumble, come here. And towards the end of your training, you give him a treat. Don't call him Rumble and have a treat and then call him Rumble again and have another treat. No, that you're absolutely right. Then he will link his name to the little treat. And yes, absolutely. But I say that the rewarding part because a lot of scientists, the way they check their animals' hearing frequency is through stimulus, or better saying, they play a sound, and if the pet reacts to that frequency range, the pet is rewarded. So it makes the pet to pay attention to the to another frequency that the scientist would play for you, okay? And that's how they do it, through stimulus. They stimulate the pets or any animals, even in humans, actually, but not with treats, okay? And then they check their frequency range for their hearing system. That's pretty much it. But you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Don't keep a bunch of treats on your hands and every time you call, Rumble, here, baby,
right.
Rumble. Yeah. Oh, no,
good,
no.
Good.
Do that.
Okay. Well, that's been really instrumental this week. We appreciate that. Thanks, Gianna Rossetti. And you can find her at numerologyforpets.com. And if you have questions about your pets, contact us here at All Paws Pet Talk. Well, we have more to come. I'm Cheryl Mathis of leashesandlovers.com. And if you're looking for love, you can get advice in my best-selling book, Leashes and Lovers. Be sure to stay with us here on All Paws Pet Talk. We'll be right back. Yeah.